day. Awesome deals going on at Ingles right now. Talk about hopping. Ingles gonna be hopping, man. This is where you appreciate the wide aisles. I didn't really realize the wide aisles until an older gentleman Texas show said, "Man, I appreciate that because I've hard my mobility is a little bit of an issue and I get nervous or get, you know, tight quarters kind of make me a little way there." So he talked about the wide aisles. I didn't think about wide aisles. A lot of you might be drinking some beer. Hey, if you're drinking beer clips tomorrow, the beer cooler over there, that's really awesome. My son said, "Dad, I like Ingles, but we freeze when we go in." And I went, "Yeah, because we always go in that freezer over there and walk around like we're idiots in that thing without buying any beer." Deli department's waiting on you right now. Get your tailgate trays, all that. Boar's Head roast beef. Boar's Head cheeses. Do that. Get your desserts, all the drinks, all the specials. Get your ice ready. Get your Starbucks. Get your gas. Love it, Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love my great friends over at Ingles. So take care of that. You're going to absolutely love the tailgate things that are going on. It will be rocking and hopping here at our local Ingles, and I hope the same thing can be said for you and your local Ingles there as you make your way in on this tailgating weekend. To our guest line, let's go talk some Clemson football with Scott Reimer. And the first question I ask him, but A, how you doing? And B, where the heck are you today, Scott Reimer?
Well, happy solid Orange Friday, Mickey Plyler. Dark territory is almost over.
That's it.
The last night we have to sleep without Clemson football for hopefully a long time, certainly for at least 12 weeks. And looking forward to that. It's time to spot the ball and play. Talking season's just about over, and that's a good thing. So, where in the world I am, and again, it's great to talk to you. We are in Hermosa, South Dakota. Now, that probably doesn't mean anything to you nor your listeners, but it's about 25 miles south of Rapid City, South Dakota. But that's the base point of where we're at right now is to go and visit. We just got here yesterday. Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Custer State Park.
Yeah.
Crazy Horse Memorial.
Yeah.
Wind Cave,
yeah.
National Park, all of those things are right in our circumference here. But the coup de grace, the creme de la creme, as they say, or in your world, if you still do it, I think you do the big game biggie.
Where
the music gets played louder.
Yeah.
So the music gets louder for this, and that is we are amongst the Badlands,
yes,
of the Dakotas. And let me tell you something, the Badlands are a true wonder of this country and this world. And we'll go to Badlands National Park this week here because it's in South Dakota, but we actually were in Theodore Roosevelt National Park, which is in North Dakota. A lot of Dakota action this week. We were there earlier this week, and the Badlands are up there too. And let me tell you, they are spectacular.
We can do Devil's Tower. We get up there and see,
yes,
that. Oh, man. Yep. Yeah, I'm jealous, man. I've never been to any of that. Mount Rushmore, Crazy Horse, all that. Man, that just looks awesome. Badlands, that looks awesome, man. I'm jealous of that.
Now, sure. It is. And I forgot to do, because I always like to tie it back to college football. So here's where we are geographically to college football. We're a long way. Let me just say that. 360 miles north of Deion Sanders, Colorado Buffaloes. I am not making the trip down there.
No,
tonight.
Not tonight.
To watch the Ramblin' Wreck. We're 480 miles northwest of Lincoln, Nebraska. So we're a good ways away from college football. But it was on the TV last night, sitting outside the RV watching NC State and East Carolina, and it's just awesome. Got an Ohio State guy, kind of two down from me. So we'll see how that goes, but no, it's a lot of fun. Thanks for asking.
Well, look, I have spent time in Yellowstone, and I know y'all are headed there, which,
yep,
you're gonna absolutely love Yellowstone, and hope you get down to Grand Teton and all that. That's just that's really cool. Jackson Hole, you know, you'll see all that hopefully, but that's a really cool part of the road. I will tell you one quick story about that part of the country. And you probably notice this in your drive. Like here, we have TV in Spartanburg and Greenville and Asheville, right? And we have our local news, and it will cover events in Spartanburg, Greenville, and Asheville. But if things happen in Atlanta, local events happen in Atlanta, you got Atlanta stations. It happened in Columbia, Columbia stations, Charlotte stations. When we were in Wyoming, they had, like, the lead story. First of all, there's no crime there. Like, nobody hurts anybody there. But the lead story was like.
Except for the Dutton family.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is pre-Dutton then. But the lead story is the rodeo was coming to South Dakota and looked it up, and it was like 400 miles away. So their local news, they said, okay, now in Idaho and now in Wyoming and down in Utah and over in North Dakota and South and then up in Montana, I'm like, man, there's about an 800-mile radius in there where this one station covers a bunch of land, and then there's just nothing out there for miles and miles and miles, and it's just not it's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it's crazy, and I'll tell you, to follow up with that real quick, you know, we drove south from South Dakota to North Dakota to South Dakota. And, you know, when you're in an RV, you're always kind of looking to make sure, you know, you might have to pull over and check things out or whatever. We would go 20 miles without not seeing another road cross the road. A gas station. I mean, like, no road crosses the road for 20 miles and just fence after fence after fence. So somebody, the Duttons or somebody, owns all that land out there, and they're cattle farming and they're ranching, but you don't see anybody. It is strange and to some degree to go so far and see so little. And that's part of the fun of what we're doing. But to your point, to think that, you know, when we drove from Fargo, I thought, okay, Fargo, that's a pretty big city. And it was and by the way, Fargo, did you know the Red River goes through Fargo, North Dakota?
No.
Yes, the Red River, the one that goes down to the Red River rivalry in Texas. I did not know that until we were in Fargo. But you learn something new every day.
Well, let me tell you, I could easily, like, drop off the face, man. I could easily just go radio silence and get up there and get me some land and just, yeah, I could do that. I could do that easy. All right, let's talk some Clemson football. The exact opposite of what you're seeing is going to happen down here tomorrow. Bonkers, zoo, like crazy. I had a Clemson official contact me the other day and said, man, are you aware of what's going to go on around here? Like, this place, this is going to be like an historical weekend for Bonkerville. It's just going to be crazy all weekend long. First Friday parade, I'll get your thoughts on that and soccer, and then flyovers and football, and this. There's rumors of big-time visitors coming in on the national scene. Like, it's just crazy what's going to happen around here. Probably a little bit different what you're looking at today.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's exciting. And now that, you know, we're here, you know, I guess, because the first Friday parade I'll miss, of course, tonight. It's a little bittersweet in that regard. I felt like the first game of the season, and I haven't missed a game in Clemson since, I think, Mickey, because it kind of muddles in my mind because I was so young, I think the 1976 season, I think. But it could have been 77. Somewhere around in there, that's the last time I haven't been in Death Valley for a home game. The only exception to that is I did the pregame show when we played, when we were filming the movie. And remember who we were playing now when we filmed that movie about Ray Ray. Yeah. And they did that at halftime or whatever. So I did the pregame show and then left right before the game because I had to catch a flight. So I was technically in Clemson, but I didn't go to the game. But since 76, 77. So first Friday parade, going to miss that. The bonkers part of it, I'm fascinated. To me, this is part of the story of this weekend, because is this going to be like, and I know the rain really dampened things for Notre Dame when they came in here that year. The preseason of this feels like that first time Notre Dame came to Clemson, well, since the 70s, when the rain came and all that. But Notre Dame people were, you know, I think the people we met from Notre Dame were just awesome people. I'm still just curious to see what fan base for LSU shows up. And I know they've got a lot of great people, and I just hope those are the people that are there. Because I think with the weather, it looks like their weather is going to be awesome for you guys. It could be one of those perfect football days for tailgating. It's not too hot. It's the first time, I think, I've often said to you, I think one of the coolest things about Clemson is you have football game day friends.
Yeah.
That you don't see except on football game day. Then you see them tailgating. They are your next door neighbors tailgating, or your seat neighbors. You know, I've been texting our seat neighbors this week and telling them to send me a picture of the Tigers coming down the hill and all that kind of stuff. So it's opening weekend in Clemson is always special. First Friday parade, the flyovers. You know, who may have some special guests. That's awesome. All that's great. It feels like, to me, being a long way away, it feels like this game has a different pulse to it, which kind of goes to what you were saying about the athletic administration person who mentioned that to you. My hope is that it lives up to that in terms of the people embracing college football, embracing what should be a great football game, but doing it in the right way. In 99.99% of the situations, which you can't ever have 100% of anything.
Texture 0198 says the movie game was Charlotte 2019. He goes, no, because it's the first game my son got to play in. Hey, how about that?
Very cool.
All right, speaking of big games, Larry Williams had the stat earlier this week. Pre-Dabo Sweeney, Clemson had played in 5 top 10 matchups in Death Valley in school history. No, I'm sorry, not just Death Valley, anywhere. 5 top 10 matchups. Danny Ford went 2-1. Coach Howard went 0-1. And Tommy Bowden went 0-1. 5 in the first 100-some-odd years. Dabo Sweeney, this will be the 24th time he's been in a top 10 matchup at Clemson. And he's won 13 of them. Danny Ford led coming in this thing with 2 top 10 wins in a top 10 battle. Dabo's won 13. 13-10 in that one. But what a shift. You talk about 1976. You couldn't envision what we've seen over the last 10 years around here with that, though.
No. Not even in my wildest dreams, quite frankly. And even what we've had post playoffs is an anomaly relative to what you and I grew up with most of our lives. You know, we're disappointed that, you know, we got beat in the first round of the playoffs last year. Mid '90s, we would have thought that we won the lottery in that regard. No, never envisioned that. I bet, and I don't. That's great stat. I hadn't seen that from Larry. I bet Dabo's record in Death Valley in top 10 matchups is even better than that. And I think that's, if you're Clemson opening game, you know, Clemson hadn't had a whole lot of success opening game, but almost all of the time they haven't had success because they've been on the road or in neutral sites. Clemson's very good in big games at home against top 10 teams. I don't know what the stat is, but, and here's the other thing, Nick. Brian Kelly isn't. And that, I think, is also a subplot, much like they've put so much stock into this game. I think one of the things people haven't talked about enough, I know Kelly was asked about it in his press conference, is they've put so much emphasis on this game. Now, that works great if you have some success, especially early. But if you fall behind and this crowd gets to going, I think you've put so much on this game, you could put your players in a situation where they press. You could put your coaches in a situation to press a little bit. That could feed into Clemson a little bit, too. So if you're looking for a positive for Clemson, I think Dabo's success in top 10 matchups again at home and Brian Kelly's lack of that, and I think an overemphasis in the offseason. Remember, Lou Holtz used to do that. He used to make South Carolina players take quizzes about Clemson and the rivalry. And
oh, yeah.
And that didn't work.
Yeah, you can do too much of that. Give me some keys. Give me some, what do you want to see? What do you think you'll see? What's a key or two for you?
Well, I know you, I've heard you this week, and I know you want Clemson to be able to, and you're right, the team that can run the ball will win the game. My question is, what if neither can run the ball? And which team is better equipped for their quarterback to have to throw the ball 45 times and win the game?
That's a great point.
And that's what worries me a little bit. I don't know enough about the personnel of defensively for LSU, but I know their offensive weapons, and Nussmeier's a really good quarterback. Not that Cade's not, and Cade's an exceptional quarterback too, but it's been a long time. You know, the Texas game is a good example of Clemson can throw it, but they didn't win the game. So what happens if neither team can run? And maybe you'll have some insight in that as the show goes on, because I think there's a possibility neither team are going to be able to run the football.
That's a great point for sure. Let's review it. Let's preview next week. Troy coming to town and check out where you are. I do have one thing for you. Someone texted in, that's a different Red River. That's the Red River of the North, and it goes up to Canada. So not the same Red River.
No, that's not true. I don't think it's – well, I could be wrong. Now, I Googled it. unless Google told me wrong.
All right. Well, somebody had to get on that for me. That's the great thing about hosting the show. Is somebody will get on that for us. We'll get some clarity to
somebody
it all.
Somebody will have the answer. That's right.
Hey, be safe. Be safe. Enjoy that. I can't wait to hear about Badlands and Devil's Child. You might be in Yellowstone next week, so I can't wait to hear from you.
You might be getting warm there, Mickey Plowder. You might be getting warm.
All right, buddy. Always the best.
Appreciate all right, see you, buddy.
Scott Reimer checking in with us from South Dakota. When we come back, Josh Williams, here's the thing, Sam. You don't know what the Vegas is thinking right now? Some point spread, some over-under, some trends. We're going to go over Texas, Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, Virginia Tech, South Carolina, Miami, Notre Dame. Got some overdogs, some underdogs. And he's got a hypothetical QB situation for me. Let's talk about that with Josh Williams. You return right after this.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com/POWER. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
Game day Saturday. Party Sunday, August 31st. Finish your summer at Celebrate Anderson, just 15 minutes from Clemson. Join in a Labor Day weekend disco featuring the legendary Kool and the Gang. Anderson is throwing a huge Labor Day weekend party and you're invited. Bring the family, a blanket, and Celebrate Anderson Sunday, August 31st. Kool and the Gang live in concert. Free tickets at andersonevents.com.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660 or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Mr. H here, inviting you to join 1984 Pump Pass and Kick Regional Champion Ramona and all the Ragers on Friday as we evaluate all the remaining eight games in our You Pick 'em contest and all the rest of the slate in college football. Hey, don't forget, there's only one day remaining until we all get to see Brian Kelly's blank stare in the real Death Valley. Join us Friday at 3.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I know who's listening this morning. We got a report. LG on the way to school. LG, you're always the best. Hope you have a great, great weekend. I wonder if LG's going to be able to go to the game Saturday night. That's a late game. I don't know. That's borderline. Enjoy the great, great tailgate. And if not, LG, have a great weekend for sure. Josh Williams joins us. Going to talk some college football, Vegas lines and spreads and what the betting looks like and the sharp money and all that. Let's do it. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing this morning?
Hey, man. I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Good. Are you already in the upstate, or are you making your way up?
I've been making my way up today.
Okay. You didn't see any LSU fans in Charleston then, so that's good. I hadn't seen any.
Ohio State folks down here driving out.
All right, let's jump straight to it because we got four games, overdogs, underdogs, and quarterback stuff to get to. First one, Texas and Ohio State. Ohio State, a 1.5 range in that range, total at 46.5. That's a low number to me, the over-under, but Ohio State and tomorrow, number one versus number three, and number one is an underdog in game one.
Yeah, it's been kind of bouncing back and forth. It was three open. I mean, all these lines have been open for months, but it was three earlier in the summer, bouncing down. Even at one point yesterday, one of the bigger Vegas books flipped it to Texas minus one. Now I think they're back to pick. So it's been kind of volleying around back and forth. So the ticket count slightly favors Texas, a little bit more money on Texas, about 60%. But yeah, like you said, AP number one being an underdog, at least for now, since 1985. That's only happened 10 times in the regular season. But those number one teams that are underdog won 8 out of the 10 games outright. So, both teams with a lot of turnover on the roster, probably four new starters for each offensive line. You know, a lot of defensive talent going on both sides, defensive line and secondary. I mean, does it just come down to, well, his sample size is limited to what, you know, two starts against kind of subpar competition. Do you trust Arch more than a quarterback in making his first start? It seems to be the kind of the way that people are leaning there. But if you think back to the college football playoff game, you know, Jeremiah Smith was limited to, I think, one catch on three targets. So can they, Ohio State, kind of devise something to get him more involved? I think, you know, really two coaching things to watch. I really think Ohio State downgraded quite a bit at both coordinator spots, obviously, with Hartline and Patricia. So does this lend Ryan Day to be more involved on offense again? I think that's interesting to see. And Sark, man, can he just go through the game without getting too cute in the red zone?
Yep.
It cost him several times, obviously against Georgia and against Ohio State. Arch should probably help in the red zone, obviously, with his mobility, but can he just go through and don't get too cute? Because they really had a lot of red zone problems there against some of that upper competition last year.
Don't Sark it up. Clemson, LSU, this line is about – it's actually gone up a little bit, 4.5. I've seen some movement. Latest ticket count line, sharp money, Clemson, LSU.
Yes, I know. It opened at 3. It's been kind of sitting 3.5, 4 most of the summer, and then as you get to game week this week, the limit's going up. You've seen it kind of volley between 3.5, 4 I've even seen a 4.5 but I don't know. To me, I think it kind of settles around that 3.5 you know, a little bit more tickets and money on Clemson there, but you know, is it? I had somebody mention to me that it's kind of a similar vibe to the kind of 2013 Georgia matchup to open the year, kind of playmakers on both sides, and maybe lends to more points scored. I mean, I think it probably takes about 30 points really to win the game. I mean, if you look at LSU, we know about their changes. 4 new starters on the offensive line. You know, their one returning starter, DJ Chester. Yeah, he may or may not even start. Probably going to split time. They couldn't run the ball last year, and obviously we know Clemson couldn't stop the run. So how does that kind of shake out? You know, they've got an elite wide receiver group. You know, can Clemson's kind of uncertainty on the back end with the safety position and whatnot hold up? I think you kind of need the defensive line to disrupt to help that. And, you know, defensively with LSU and Blake Baker, they've upgraded with a lot of transfer talent. They kind of got an all-new secondary, kind of look to see how he tries to employ Harold Perkins. He's kind of a man without a position, but he's a, you know, plus athlete, but coming off an injury. You know, for Clemson offensively, I just kind of want to see them go out and kind of dictate what they want to do. There's been, you know, for the last, you know, 5 years or so, basically, you kind of think when they get in these kind of games, against good competition, they just kind of have long lapses in production. They may rack up the yards between the 20s, but also end up with kind of 17 to 24 points. I think, like I said, I think you need about 30 to win this game. You know, I think if Clemson wins, I think the story is kind of the line of scrimmage on both sides. I think they're more experienced and a little better right now being an opening game, and I think ultimately if they win the game, I think that's the story.
Kwok asked me this yesterday, and I had a hard time thinking about it, is that LSU might be better than Clemson outside the hashes. But when's the last time Clemson has been better than a top 10 team in a big matchup like that inside, you know, the lines of scrimmage? And that's an interesting concept because normally Clemson had to beat you with quarterback play and wide receiver play and corner play. Well, now maybe in that box, Clemson might be better, which is a unique situation they haven't been in. Thoughts on that quickly?
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree 100%. I think if they win the game, it's because of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, which and I think that's the future of Clemson football, by the way. What Matt Luke's doing and what Eason and Ruff are doing, I think he'll be fine with that. I don't understand this line, and usually they come back to bite me with this. The Gamecocks only a 7.5-point favorite against Virginia Tech?
This thing opened up at 9.5, and it's had 4-1 in terms of bet count on South Carolina, about 2-1 in terms of money. So it's been a sharp reverse line move there on Virginia Tech. You think coming into last year, they were the kind of the buzz team in the conference. A lot of returning starters, and obviously they fell flat. So that now they've got some turnover. They were transfer heavy, filling some spots. But they got two new coordinators that I like. So they got Philip Montgomery, offensive coordinator, and they got Sam Seifkins, at defensive coordinator, bring him in for the Arizona Cardinals. And I think, you know, I think that he's going to kind of make things, the rumor is anyway, really, he's kind of bring some multiple looks. He's done some stuff with some three safety looks, maybe some stuff they don't really have on film, so be kind of a challenge there, possibly. And obviously, you know, Sellers was awesome as you ended last year. If you look at his, you know, his QBR rank in terms of in the SEC last year, he was 15th in September, progressed to 9th in October, and he was number one in November. So he was obviously got better and better as the year goes on. I think addition by subtraction with Loggins leaving and Shula taking over as offensive coordinator, I think that's probably an upgrade there. They do have to kind of mesh with that young wide receiver group. But I think the biggest question mark for the Gamecocks is the defense. Obviously, they have 4 draft picks in the top 80. You know, huge turnover in the front 7, half the secondary. I think there can be some growing pains there. Obviously, they've got to take a step back. I think it's a really intriguing game, and interesting to see kind of how the new pieces on both sides fit together.
Catholics versus convicts. Notre Dame headed down to South Florida and a road favorite. The Irish are 2.5-point favorite in that range, 2.5-point range.
Yeah, it's been kind of one way traction there on Notre Dame, kind of almost 4-1 basically in ticket count and money, and that line's kind of hanging around that 2.5 number because anytime it gets to 3, it snapped back. But I think I'm right by saying that they're 0-6 in their last six trips playing at Miami. You know, Miami offensively, whole new wide receiver group. Obviously, new quarterback in Beck. He's coming off an injury. I think they're probably likely more ball control and trying to run it. But I think that Notre Dame defense is really good. Obviously, their secondary is really good. That would make it hard for Beck anyway, no matter who's playing wide receiver. You know, and Notre Dame, obviously, I think they're probably likely conservative on offense with the first-time starter at quarterback. But they do have an elite running back group. They'll probably lean on them a good bit. You know, Miami obviously made the switch at defensive coordinator. They're going to be a bit of a new scheme there, 4-2-5. They kind of want to bolster that pass rush a bit. So you've seen that point total really kind of plummet. I mean, it's gone from 54.5, I think, to 49.5. I kind of agree with that. I mean, I think both teams are going to be conservative. But, you know, it's one of those that's a little bit fishy how it's just kind of hanging at that 2.5, even though, you know, with that action on Notre Dame. But, you know, to me, I just kind of trust Freeman more in big games and his management and making better decisions than I do Cristobal.
Totally agree with that. Overdogs, underdogs, let's talk overdogs first. Let me give you two. And, Sam, get yours ready. Sam, I'll let you go first. Overdogs, what favorites do you like this weekend, Sam?
What favorites do I like this weekend? I think Clemson's going to win this game. I think they're going to win it something like 34-24.
All right.
And that would get them the win and the cover.
All right.
At risk of sounding biased, I just think they're the more talented football team and by a little bit, and they are playing at home with a better coach week one. That's a pretty good combination. I think they will cover that one.
I like the overdog. I was going to go South Carolina, but you kind of talked me down off that South Carolina platform a little bit. Let me give you another one. Let me give you Tulane. Tulane's a 4.5-point favorite against Northwestern noon tomorrow. It's in New Orleans. I love the staff at Tulane. I think Tulane covers 4.5. Who you got overdogs, Josh?
Georgia Tech.
Love it. Love the pick.
Georgia Tech.
Tech is this is at Colorado night, 8 o'clock tonight. Tech, latest I see on here at least, Tech 4.5. Tech covers that.
Yeah,
they cover that, sure. Underdog, Sam, what you got for me over there?
I'll throw you two because I know the one you're going with here. I'll take Toledo, Kentucky from you because I think we're both on the same page there. Toledo, it's anywhere from like 8.5, 9.5-ish underdog. I think they're going to win that game outright, period. And I think Miami's going to win on Sunday night. I think Miami, 2.5, 2 points somewhere in there range underdog against Notre Dame. I think they're going to win that game. Notre Dame started slow last year, questions at quarterback. I think they'll be fine long term, but I don't know if it's going to happen week one. I'm a little bit more trustworthy in early season Mario, and I think Beck's going to be better this year.
Last time I saw Toledo play, they played a 6 overtime game against Pittsburgh, and last time I saw Kentucky play, looked awful. I agree with that one. Josh, I'll give you another one then. I like Florida State 13.5. Alabama's got 3 starters that are going to be out now. I don't know enough about Ty Simpson. I hadn't seen anything from him. Big unveiling the stadium down there. I like the Seminoles catching 13.5. How about you, Josh?
Man, I had two of those on my list, and they've just gotten whacked in the last 24 hours. Those numbers are gone. I was originally going to go Charlotte and Northwestern, but those numbers have moved to 2.5, 3 points.
Like Northwestern,
So I'm going to go Sam Houston plus 10, and I'm going to go the Hokies plus 7.5.
I don't even know who's Sam Houston. Who do they have?
UNLV.
Who did not look great last week. But they do get game one underneath the belt, but a short turnaround, too. So that's interesting.
Yeah, both key teams played last week, but that UNLV defense looks pretty putrid.
Yeah, I don't think Orgy's the answer. I think you got to throw the ball a little bit outside of all that. And then Virginia Tech, the thought there is coordinator, 3 safety look confusing. Sells
a
little bit.
I'm buying the no hype. I like the coordinator changes coming in with some different stuff week one. I'm buying it. Maybe completely off, but I think that's going to be a tight game inside a touchdown.
All right. Finally, in our final minute and a half or so, you say you have a quarterback situation for me?
Yeah. So, obviously, it seems kind of unprecedented, but with all the quarterback uncertainty for so many ranked teams, what is it, 7 out of the 10 AP preseason top 10 starting new quarterbacks? Which of these teams that are starting a new quarterback that if you knew without a doubt the starting quarterback is a hit, played well this year, which one would you like the most? To win the national championship. Like, you like the rest of their squad so much, quarterback's your only question. And I'll give you mine first. Mine first is without a doubt, I think, is Alabama. I think if Simpson is good, or if they go to the freshman and he's good, I think they're national championship type good with that roster.
And look, I think DeBoer's awesome, and I think he gets it straightened out somehow, some way. That's a good question. I think Notre Dame's got enough pieces around him.
That would be my number two, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sam, have a thought on that? If you knew one of the new quarterbacks in the top 10, meaning Texas, meaning Ohio State, maybe Ohio State, Saiyan, if Saiyan plays great.
Ohio State has the two best players in the country, arguably, on their team, so it's hard not to say them. I really do like Notre Dame. I know I just picked them to lose this week, but that's nothing to do with the long term. I think they have one of the best coaches in the country, and they're going to run the crap out of the ball, regardless of who's at quarterback. So if one of those quarterbacks, whether it's Carr or Minshew down the stretch, turns out to be really good, probably another top 4 or 5
season
for them.
I'm going to leave you guys with one other thought. What's interesting to me of all that is that how the coordinators handle the new guys, because all those teams have talent around them. Will we see game managers, or will we see, you know, Oregon cut him loose, Alabama cut him loose? You know, will we see Texas or Ohio State cut him loose? Or will there be game managers? Like, how you handle that early, and they'll play their way different, like what Settle did last year. They'll play their way into a different maybe stratosphere in October, November. But September, you agree with that, Josh? Like, you'll cut them loose, you're going to let them manage the game.
Yeah, I think obviously Notre Dame's not going to cut them loose right away.
Right.
But I could see Alabama cutting Simpson loose just because he's been there so long.
Yeah, but I've seen him throw it, and, man, he's going to be much better than I think he is, because, boy, the times I've seen Ty Simpson, even the spring games, like, it hadn't looked good. Let's review it. Let's preview it. Big week is next week. Always enjoy it, Josh. Be careful on your trip coming up, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Have a good weekend, guys.
Josh Williams, a bunch of info. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get our ReedyLandCo.com hunting and fishing report with Jinx Patrick when you come back after this.
The opening game of the 2025 season is finally here as the Clemson Tigers play host to the LSU Tigers inside Memorial Stadium this Saturday night. A big year with big expectations ahead, and the Tigers look to start off the 2025 campaign strong with a win. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:30 with the Tiger Tailgate Show starting at 4:30. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1. To play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be new? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to study what I want to study, having a Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance, and say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlineliving.com.
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings. On Facebook or at chickasawpointgolf.com.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Orange Nation, Cade Klubnik here from my friends at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover, or better known as the Silverado guys. That's where I got my beautiful Silverado. If you're thinking Silverado, make sure you go check with Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys. You can call or text Martin at 704-534-1014. Martin will handle you wherever you live. Call now at 704-534-1014 or get started at fredcaldwellchevy.com.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Homeowners and landscapers, a fescue loan with a guarantee is finally here from topdressing.com. You want a dark green, lush, healthy fescue loam that's the best in the neighborhood? Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com to get the best compost fescue top dressing from your friends at topdressing.com. It's that simple. It's guaranteed. Just call 888-850-1850 and place your order to have a magnificent, beautiful fescue lawn you'll enjoy all year long. Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Takes are hot. And the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Now the air I taste and breathe has taken a turn.
I saw Josh Williams did it last time. All he talked about was everything. He's got that Virginia Tech thing, man. I don't know, Sam. Did he talk you? Did he give you a little Virginia Tech vibe over there? Did he get it leaned a little Virginia Tech over there now? I'm not buying it.
No.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
But Josh is smart. He knows what he's talking about. So he's probably on a longer. He's probably got a longer history of success in being smart in this area than I do. So if he says it, he might have a chance.
That would make a lot of Clemson fans happy. We'll see. Hey, speaking of Tiger fans, Tiger tune-up going on right now at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Is your heat, is it running efficiently? I mean, your air conditioner running efficiently right now? Is your heat going to be ready for the fall? Who knows? Are you saving money on your power bill? Who knows? If you want to avoid costly breakdowns, if you want a system lasting longer, Blue Ridge Heating and Air has the Tiger Tune-Up right now. And not just the Tiger Tune-Up, $100 off, over $100 off. Get this for just $89 right now. You got to tell them you heard about it here. You go to BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Get a free estimate right now on the new installs. If your machine is getting up in age, your HVAC unit's up in age a little bit, some financing options available, about 10 years is where you start to need to look at this deal. But the federal tax incentives that expire at the end of the year, the energy company rebates that are up to over $2,500 now for that. The financial options, I told you about that. The $400 off the Armstrong replacement deal going on right now as well. A lot of ways to save money. Check out the good friends, Chris and Ben and the Grice folks. Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Tiger Tune-Up special right now, $89. It's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. The segment brought to you by awesome friends over at ReedyLandCo.com. And Jinx Patrick's going to talk about a new species. And this is something that I don't think we've ever done. Well, we might have it at some point in time. Good morning, Jinx. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I was digging the song, man. I like the intro song, yes. Little Pearl Jam.
Oh, you got to get a little Pearl Jam every once in a while. Yeah. What is this? You know, in the grass world, we have new hybrid grasses all the time. I can't remember a hybrid animal, a new hybrid animal being introduced. Maybe I'm just on top of the scene. We have a new hybrid bird down in Hilton Head.
Yeah, that's right, man. It is kind of crazy to think about it. And you know, whenever we start talking about these, we sort of skim on the surface of them a little bit because there's a lot of different things to talk about. But this one's kind of cool. So, yes, there are such things as hybrid birds. And I've definitely seen hybrid ducks before where you get like a mallard and a black duck that crossbreed, or a mottled duck and a black. They're closely related. But this is a warbler. And there's about 100 different species of warblers. And they all got pretty unique names, but this one in this situation, a hybrid yellow-rumped warbler and a black-throated blue warbler was discovered in Hilton Head, and there's a very knowledgeable lady named Mary Alice Tartler, and she photographs birds, and she's an Audubon certified birder, master birder, and she thought that something was wrong, so she took good pictures of the bird, sent it around to the authorities, and turns out it's technically a new species of bird, which is kind of neat, I thought.
Does this happen? Do we know history? Like, how often do we discover new species in birds? Like, that doesn't seem like it happens a lot.
Well, Mickey, when a man loves a woman, and they it's a little different than the grass seed hybridization situation.
Oh, that's but awesome.
But in this scenario, it is most commonly found. I read up on it a little bit, and it is most commonly found when the songs of the two birds are closely associated, and that is more likely to create that scenario, especially among warblers.
Especially when one of them might be like Marvin Gaye, you know, like Let's Get
Yeah,
on,
there you go.
You know,
some of that. Well, yes, that in that case, you should know that recently there was a three-way crossed warbler hybrid species. Three species warbler hybrid found in Pennsylvania, and that made headlines in 2018. And so this can continue down, and there'll be 110 species, you know, in some scenarios.
It seems like we're going down a path now. I got to do some math on this thing rather than biology through all of that. All right, I have some questions for you. And I'm not going, to be honest with you, I've dove hunted like twice in my life, and I was 8 to 10 or 12 years old. My son is 6. Yeah. His granddad already has his camo ready for him. They're getting all the equipment up for him. He doesn't have the 410. I think he's taking a little BB gun out there to you know, kind of like I do sometimes. Like, I'm an urban cowboy, you know, I'll wear some cowboy stuff, and I don't ride horses or break broncos or anything like that, so I think it's more of a picture kind of thing there. But he's going dove hunting for the first time tomorrow, so
man, I'm so excited for him, and I'm also excited for his grandfather. That's just a really, really big deal, and it is, you know, I've seen it, it's a generational thing, and it's exciting, and it's not even about, I don't care if they see any doves in the field. I hope they, on Monday, I hope they have a great time. It is very common for them to bring a BB gun, maybe not the first time, but that's usually part of the process of sort of acclimating them into it, is just in teaching them gun safety. Teach them, okay, this is a BB gun. He might not even load it. He probably won't even load it, and he'll just let them carry it around and keep them, you know, keep the muzzle pointed down, and he'll retrieve birds. He'll be excited about that, and he will eat a ton of snacks, and that'll be fantastic. And he may last 30 minutes out there, but it's not about how long he hunts. It's just getting out there with granddad.
I was worried. They've been rabbit hunting and basically observing guys, you know, hunt rabbits.
Yeah.
That's what they do there. They also go tornado hunting, and basically anytime there's a thunderstorm, they do that. But they go deer hunting at night, like, and it's spotting deer, basically, is what they do. But I was surprised because the first time I'm taking rabbit hunting, you know, you don't know how your kid's going to react to it. The blood, you know, a harvested animal is looking a certain way. They sent me a picture. And by the way, this is a huge, and he was a little fellow at the time too, but they sent this picture of when they hadn't been there 15 minutes, and Drake's got his rabbit up by his feet, and blood's pouring out of this thing, right? And my son's right in the middle of it, and he's posing for the picture with a big old smile on his face. I'm like, well, hey, at least he's not, you know, not bloodshot through all that. So that might be good news, right? Because you do have to be concerned about that, right?
You know, yeah, I mean, it's just, I would say similar to cleaning a chicken. You know, it's all part of the process. So if you don't make a big deal out of it, it won't become a big deal. But you need to explain to them the importance of this is food for the table, and this is something that, you know, we're and take part in eating it too. So it's a way to harvest food.
I'm glad you brought that up, because the thing that he knows, or the thing he's looked forward to, has been sold, is that they're going to bring some bacon. And they're going to wrap this dove in bacon, and he's going to have some, you know, some pretty good treats on the other end of it. So that's a pretty.
I mean,
pretty
you way. Call that, me. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's definitely the most popular recipe: dove breast with cream cheese, jalapeno, and bacon. And take the jalapeno out for the younger kids, and it's still fantastic. He's going to have a great time. I'm really excited that he's going. The season opens on Monday. Yeah. It's going to be about 80 degrees. It's going to be a fantastic weekend all along, high of about 80. So we got a lot to look forward to as far as being outdoors this weekend.
You got a picture of the a listener sent me of their kid with a dove, and the labs down there beside it had done all that. That, you know, when you get dogs and kids and all that, yeah, it's going to be a good one there. Hey, I was watching college football last night, and I was reminded, I had my iPad out, and I was watching on game two, and I always do this on Thursdays in preparation. And I find, because you got so much inventory on there now, I find it's like a different piece of property to kind of get into. And I got to tell you, it's a good-looking group on ReedyLandCo.com right now. A bunch of good-looking sites and a bunch of good-looking property on there.
Yeah, and I've got two new coming in next week. I've got a 5-acre mini farm in Greenwood with a storage building right next to Lake Greenwood. That one's going to be really hot. 9.5-acre development site in Powdersville coming up next week. That's going to be fantastic. I'm going to walk land as soon as I get off the phone. I'm putting my shoes on, and I'm going up to Oconee up near Joe Cassie to look at some land up there. And that'll hit a little bit later down the line, but you know, it's all part of the process, right? You're constantly working deals, you're constantly working new listings, and then getting ready for some coming up in the future, and then closing some. It's all part of the pipeline.
You can take some pictures on Joe Cassie and send them to someone, and you can say, "Greetings from New Zealand. Hope you guys are well. We're on a 3-week vacation down in New Zealand," and people wouldn't know the difference. Like, boy, how lucky are we to have that right here in our backyard?
Joe Cassie is one of those places where a lot of times you'll meet people from Greenville and they've never been up there. But if you go to Joe Cassie, there'll be someone there visiting from California just to see it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's saying a lot. You know, it's just an amazing place. And it's just right in our backyard. And book a tour up there. That's the best way to see it if you don't do that kind of thing a lot. And they'll get you to all the right places and easily. That's definitely worth going.
Best way to get you guys, best way to find you guys, get in touch, and that's sellers and anybody interested. I mean, any kind of inquiries. I know you'd love to help out some folks and get them some great property here out here in the state of South Carolina.
Reedy Land Co. Got our 1-800 number. I can tell you for a fact that you call the number on the website, it does get to the agent, and that's the 1-800 number. You can always reach us at ReedyLandCo.com. And you're welcome to call me if you've got questions about a specific track at 864-506-0416, and I'll help you out any way I can. And I hope your grandson has a great time this weekend.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you this quickly.
Greg, excuse me.
Yeah, my son, his grandfather has a good time this weekend too. I'll tell you this quickly. I'm jealous. I can't go with you today. If I did not have to do what I've got to do, I'll get a little speech later on. I'd love for you to come pick me up, because I don't miss Joe Cassie chances too often. So enjoy today, man. The good Lord let you see Joe Cassie today. So enjoy that today.
I'll do it, man.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Happy Memorial, or Happy Labor Day, I should say, to the girls and everybody in the Jinx Patrick and the Patrick household. We're going to take a top of the hour break. When we come back, we have open phone lines. We had Philpott yesterday. In case you missed it, you could hear it on the podcast. So Philpott yesterday. High school football tonight, Burns hosting Irmo, Tiger pregame, Tiger tailgate show, all the Clemson football stuff all day long. Tomorrow it should be awesome. It should be a great weekend here. You can always hear us no matter where you are on our app, on our website. So stop by and see all that as well. So busy third hour for you. My main topic coming the next hour, have you seen any LSU fans in the upstate? I've not, but that's because I'm a hermit crab. I'm inside. Let me know if you've seen them in Greenville and Anderson and Clemson. We'll do all that. Busy hour number three when you come back right after this.